Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's jump in right away. We are the home of the Minnesota Timberwolves. They are back in action tonight. They're halfway through the season. Exceeding expectations, no doubt about it, but still a team that's one game below 500. They are 20-21. They're in Memphis playing the hottest team in the game right now, the Memphis Grizzlies. Pregame with Cal Soderquist and Alan Horton, 6:30. Excellent call from Alan starting at 7:10. Johnny Krasinski joins us. He chronicles this team better than anybody for The Athletic. I am holding in my hand, I even printed this, John, Wolves at midway point on NBA trade season, bench struggles and coming a long way, and parenthetically with a long way to go. Let's jump in on this part. What part of this first half season is the most tangible that is tied to who they really are? And if this group stays together, this will be a part of their team and an asset to this team over the next 2-3 years.
Yeah, Chad, I think that you have to say the defensive energy that they bring on a nightly basis outside of the New Orleans game just the other night has been the most, I think, surprising, because we're just not used to seeing Timberwolves teams play like this. But also, it's been the most sustainable through the first 40 games. I mean, they have nights where they hit a bunch of threes and the offense looks a little bit better. But in general, the offense has been disappointing, and it's the defense that has carried the day. But with the way that this group seems to play together and really kind of grind possessions out defensively and are committed on that end, it seems like they are able to replicate that on a more regular basis. And that is, I think, the key to them going forward. They don't have to be necessarily top 10, top five in defense, but if they can just not be 28th or 29th, you have to think then that eventually some of the offensive struggles, which are starting to smooth out a little bit, are going to kind of go the other way. And then you have a really talented offensive group that is playing defense to a requisite level on a nightly basis, and that gives them a real chance.
I'm with you 100% on the biggest surprise, the defense. And in your story, you talk a lot of good numbers, right? 11th in defensive efficiency, 5th in steals, 6th in blocks, most points off turnovers. And no doubt, stealing Pat Beverly has played a part. The emergence of Jared Vanderbilt and his utility, his versatility. But let's talk about their big three, Russell, Towns, and Edwards. Individually and collectively, how much better are those three defensively, and how important have they been defensively, improving to where they are? Well, let's be honest. They were as bad as any team in the league defensively last year, with those three being the main core of the team.
Yeah, I think that's been the biggest key, because, of course, Pat Beverly and Vanderbilt, and you throw Jaden McDaniels in there as well, as like defensive-minded players are important. But when you look at the totality of Karl-Anthony Towns' stint in Minnesota, the 7 years, he has played with good defensive players before. Jimmy Butler, Taj Gibson, KG, and Tayshaun Prince and things like that. But But the Wolves have always been bad defensively with him on the floor. And I do think that for them to be legitimately better defensively, they needed more than just to add good defensive role players. What they needed was Karl Anthony Towns to be more, pay more attention to detail, be more dedicated on that end. They needed D'Angelo Russell, who has been an abominable defensive player for most of his career, to become
yes.
now what he is, a good off-ball quarterback of the defense. And and so you need your best player to play defense. And so they've gotten their big three to do that, and that's made the bigger difference, I think, than Beverly and Vanderbilt have.
Yeah, you know me. I until this year, have not been a fan of D'Angelo's game. I really haven't.
Sure.
I just thought that there was so little effort defensively. I cannot stand the 25-foot shot, semi-contested shot clock at 19. Nobody under there. But I'd have to be sticking my head in the sand if I didn't say he really has improved in some of these areas. The dumb shots still happen. The numbers bear it out, as plus-minus numbers bear it out, as efficiency numbers bear it out. And so that leads me to part of what we talked about off-air yesterday, Gerson Rosas. Gerson Rosas was fired from this organization for decisions in his personal life that involved the business side in what was perceived as unprofessional behavior to people within the basketball side. Nobody reported this better than you. So that's all factual, right? But you look at what he did in hiring Finch, drafting Edwards, making the trade that brings Vanderbilt, drafting McDaniels, getting Jalen Noel, getting Naz Reid, the Beverly Steel. John, that's a long list of positive accomplishments for Rosas.
100%. He absolutely deserves a lot of credit for a lot of the moves that he made to assemble this roster. And let's be fair and honest, like, there were times over the last maybe 6 months to a year where you saw some of these things being done and you're like, how does this fit together? What's going on here? And I'll say it too. And if he were really honest, he didn't see Vanderbilt becoming what he is right now.
No,
so you get a little bit of luck there, but that's part of the game, is to take a bunch of swings and hope that you connect. And they connected with Vanderbilt in a big way. They connected with Naz Reid, in a big way as an undrafted guy. Jalen Noel is a second round guy. He is getting production from down the draft and into rookie free agency that this organization has never gotten. You look through from Tibbs to McHale to Flip to anyone. There has been, you get the KGs, you get the Edwardses, and at the top of the draft, you have success there, the Ricky Rubios. But when you look at second round picks, when you look at late first rounders and free agents that way, I mean, Rosas did a wonderful job of constructing this roster and identifying talent and getting the right people in here. And he deserves all of the credit for that. It's just like, that's, I think, Chad, why it's so maddening that he had the other issues that he did, because this is their best. He was performing as well as an executive in that position as any other Wolves executive that has come before him in a long, long time. And unfortunately, it was his own undoing that he's not here anymore.
He was about to be rewarded by the combination of Taylor, Rodriguez, and Loria with a long-term contract.
No
he
doubt.
He was going to be in a position, if he wanted to take the big swing, to do it. And I engaged in some emails the last 24 hours with the Wolves in our station, too. Doug West is coming to town, right? And Doug West, second-round draft choice in the first draft, okay? Doug West might be their best second-round draft choice that wasn't just the average. People might say Peck, but it was a given that because the Wolves were dreadful, I know, a shocker at that point, that because Peck wasn't coming for a few years, that no matter who ended up with the first pick in the second round, they were going to take him, right? So someone who later in the second round who was going to be a factor, Doug West played in the league for a long time. Mm-hmm. And this organization, McKinney, McCloskey, and all the names you mentioned, failed at these signings and these second-round picks. And Rosas, you just read a long list.
Yeah.
That's as much, if not more, than any of the other guys combined. And I think it's more than all the other guys combined.
I agree with you. And then you throw on top of that, Chad, the Beverly trade for Juancho, Hernan Gomez, and Jarrett Culver is quite literally, not hyperbole, one of the best deals in the league in several years. Like, for what this team needed, for what they gave up to players who were absolute dogs, and to get a vital contributor and a culture changer the way he's been, that's executive of the year type of a move. Now, I will still say, as good as D'Angelo has been, the Warriors still won that deal. Like, that is a miss. But no front office guy is going to go, 20 for 20. Like, you're going to have hits and misses. Rosas has had a lot of hits that the team is now benefiting from because of it.
And the gap on that trade isn't as large as it was, even with Wiggins playing as well, and we both like Kumonga a lot, but because of Russell's improved play, the separation isn't as large as I think the two of us and others thought it might be. Hang on.
Yep.
I want to get to John. First of all, I got to find out if John's been called about the Vikings GM position. I have not been called. Maybe John has. But I want to talk about, would John make a big swing? Would he look at any of these players, obviously Towns and Edwards are separate, and say, whether it's Ben Simmons or somebody else who's prominent and might be on the market, but we don't know about it? Or would you say, listen, you're building something here. You're so young. There's a lot of cohesion on this team. Why change? And also, with what's going on with the requirements in Minneapolis, and it's still so hard for the Wolves to get people to attend their games starting next Wednesday, where you're going to have to show your vaccination or test, how much is this going to hurt the Wolves with attendance back at Target Center when the team is now intriguing? They're 500. But they're a cause to watch when many years you've written them off by now at this point. John Krasinski with The Athletic is back with us in moments on CCO. John Krasinski is with us from The Athletic, talking Wolves back in action tonight against Memphis. Yes or no, have you been called for the Vikings job as of now?
I can either confirm or deny those reports. If we have something to announce, we'll do that, Chad. So
thank you. Yes, your team. Your team will put out a release, maybe a video, maybe video of you walking to the interview process, putting your brand out there.
It is one of those things that when they do hire me, you do want it to be a surprise. Like, you want it to be like, whoa, holy cow, this would be amazing. And just see everyone just burn up the phone lines to buy season tickets and all of that. So that's the plan right now.
Yes, I will look forward to that, and I will look forward to just hammering you right away for mistakes you make.
I will absolutely deserve it in that job, for sure.
One more note. Will we hear from Zimmer or Spielman? I mean, does either one care to just address after they had such an impact on this organization for as long as they did?
I have to think eventually we will, especially from Spielman. I think that he felt a real connection to the community, to the team and all that, and it didn't work out in the end, but I think so. I imagine that Zimmer will as well. I think he has a couple of people that he is kind of closer with in the media, and will probably eventually open up, but from what talking to people around the organization, and the atmosphere down the stretch was pretty darn tense, so I would imagine he needs a little time to let the steam off and then maybe collect himself, and I would think we'll hear from him eventually as well.
Okay, people attending games. Minneapolis and St. Paul are not the first towns to have a vaccine mandate or to show that you have tested negative in the last 72 hours. But this is now a new policy. The Wolves are already battling their years of ineptitude. Mm-hmm. They're battling the perceived and reality of crime. They're battling the starts, and now the vaccine policy in Minneapolis. One of our great friends is Jeff Mienicke. He is brilliant at what he does. He's in charge of fan relations. He's as good as anybody at what he does on planet Earth. But I can only imagine the amount of frustration from some people who are saying, you're trying to get me to come, and I know I have to go through extra hoops to do this. What, when they're battling this, do you ever feel how much more this might hurt them, or is it hard just to project because we just haven't seen it yet?
Yeah, it is a little hard to project, Chad, because I do think that if you look at the numbers nationally, the Twin Cities vaccination rate is, I think, pretty favorable compared to a lot of other markets. And so you would, I guess, hope that maybe the Twin Cities aren't as challenged as others would be. The bottom line, though, is, and you hit on it, like when you have a product like the Timberwolves have that has struggled for so long, when they've had so many issues with getting people in the door just because they've had teams that you can't sell, now you finally have a team that I think is pretty exciting to watch, that fans are slowly coming around to. Let's say that they win against Memphis tonight. Let's say that they beat the Warriors on Sunday at home. Like, there could be some real momentum and excitement that builds for people to want to come to watch them. But the last thing you want to do is make them jump through any hoops. You want it to be as easy as possible to get in the door. And that is not the case with this. And for very reasonable and understandable health reasons that they're doing this, but I can't imagine that it won't be affected at least a little bit in terms of people who just say, nope, that's not me. I'm not going to get vaccinated. I'm not going to go do a test within 72 hours to do this. And I'm just going to stay and watch from home.
Okay. Let's talk and finish on this debate of staying with this young core. This is a young athletic team. Beverly is the one atypical player, but everybody else is mid-20s and under. And a very strong argument can be made, hey, they're building something. And the West isn't as loaded as it once was. You could also build this together, wait a couple years and see a couple more teams get just a little bit older, and you stay on the ascension and you time this. And I understand that. We talk about this a lot. I'm always of the mindset, do you have a group that when they get to their peak, can they play late May, June basketball? Can they get to the third round? Can they get to the conference championship and potentially the finals, right? And that's a narrow group. And I'll admit I'm skewed because that run of the KG Flip McHale teams won and out 7 years in a row. Good teams, 46 to 52 win teams, but every year they lost to better teams. Simmons is the obvious name. There will be a couple other names out there that right now we don't know about. And the same dilemma or opportunity might be out there again next year. How intrigued are you? And what's realistic for you to say, outside of Edwards and Towns, take your pick. We're still going to be somewhat reasonable about how many assets you're going to take, but to try to take another big swing with a risk and add another upper-level talent where you would lose tangible assets who have helped this team so far.
Yeah, I think that, look, this team has been fun to watch. They have, I think, outperformed what we'd have expected them, especially given all of the absences they've had for COVID and all that. And so you're excited because they have good chemistry and they're playing together and they're winning some games. And so part of you says, hey, just ride it out. But I do think that if you are a sober observer of this team, you understand that they are not a team as currently constructed that's ready to win multiple playoff series. And so they need help if they want to do that. So to me, like, where you would take the big swing and where it would make sense to take it is if it is someone like Simmons, if it is a younger mid-20s player who is under contract for several more years that you can grow with. What I would not do is sacrificed a bunch of picks and young players, whether it's Vanderbilt or McDaniels or someone like that, for like a very short stopgap win now type of a player, whether it's a, you know, a veteran who only has one more year left on his deal,
yeah,
or something like that. That's where I'd be careful. But if they have an opportunity to add quality talent that can be with Edwards and Towns and be a factor for a while, the door is open in the West. And so I would absolutely explore that for sure.
Always enjoy it. Keep getting healthy, and we'll talk soon.
Great to be back, guys. Thanks a lot.
Johnny Krasinski, must follow on Twitter, and also great job, as always, on the Wolves. My man Dermot Kelly, owner of O'Donovan's, ran 7 this summer, has owned multiple restaurants in this town. O'Donovan's, downtown Minneapolis, right across the street from Target Center. Dermot's thoughts, Adam's back in the mix on this conversation. What Dermot and other restaurant owners think about what's taking place in the city of Minneapolis. That comes up in minutes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dermot has joined us many times before. Adam's back in the conversation. Dan is here as always. Dermot, friend of mine for 20-some years. Owns O'Donovan's in downtown Minneapolis, right across the street from Target Center, First Avenue, right in the core of downtown Minneapolis, involved in restaurants, owning, running for decades, including running 7 this year. Want to have DC on to talk about what was announced 24 hours ago yesterday that really has changed the restaurant business in Minneapolis and St. Paul, but the question is to how much. We know by now the policy, you will have to be vaccinated or have to show within 72 hours that you have tested negative, not with one of your at-home tests, has to be one of the places where the policy, where the tests are taking place, where, by the way, it's not easy to get into those places. So, Dermot, always a pleasure to have you on. Did you and other restaurant owners have any heads up on this? Because I don't know, I said this to Jason, I don't know nearly as many restaurant owners as you do, but I was texting with quite a few in the last 24 hours, and everybody I text with said they had no idea this was coming.
Hey, Chad, thanks for having me on. No, we had no idea. We were not given a heads up. We got nothing from licensing or any word on us. And it's really, it's kind of like another, you know, nail in the coffin for, it's going to be for a lot of more restaurants that just, you know, that you got this policy now coming into the both Minneapolis and St. Paul, but not in Hopkins, not in Edina. So people, it's another reason not to come to Minneapolis. Why would I go downtown, have to go through all this, stand in line, you know, on a place that might be busy if you're going to Target Center or something, and I have to wait out in line in a cold day to show my vaccination. So I just think this is, you know, along with the fact that a restaurant that doesn't serve alcohol does not have to do this, which, again, what does the alcohol have to do with this policy? So it's a very strange one, very disappointing.
Whoa. Okay. Adam, I guess I missed that.
I did too. I had no idea. That surprised me as well.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. You know, or if you take food and go sit in a Skyway or in a cafeteria area in a Skyway, you don't have to do it. So it's really for bars and restaurants that, you know, allow customers to come in, sit and eat and drink. And we've already gone through so much with COVID. You know, the industry has taken a horrible, horrible hit. There's a lot of restaurants that got support from the Restaurant Relief Fund. A lot of us didn't, myself included. I did not receive those funds that were promised. And, you know, I just see something like this as another, like, you know, cross that, you know, some of us aren't going to be able to bear, where the doors are going to close on a lot more restaurants.
Before you jump in, Adam, I just want to amplify that point, because we've talked about that so much in our friendship, that O'Donovan's qualified. You did everything right, filled out all the paperwork to qualify for, without saying, a significant amount of money that would have an enormous effect on your business. And you have not received the money when there are businesses very close to you who did the exact same thing, and for what appears to be random reasons, that those businesses received their money. And you don't wish them any harm. You're happy for them. But if they're getting it and you qualified and did everything right, it seems baffling why you haven't received this money.
Yeah, it's very baffling for all of us. And you're right. We wish our brothers and sisters in the restaurant industry, fair play to you, you got it. We're happy for you because we know you needed it too. But it's kind of like, well, hold on, what about us though? And for some, you know, I know restaurant people who personally borrowed money based on getting that funding, you know, and now are faced with, okay, am I getting that funding or not? And I borrowed money against it, so now I'm on the hook for even more debt. And it just, you know, and then this policy rolling in. And I, like I say, I don't believe the mayor's consulted anybody in the restaurant industries. This is just another, you know, it's just another hurdle that we really, and how we're supposed to enforce this. You know, we're already short-staffed. So when we have an event at Target Center for O'Donovan's, you know, I could use probably 5 or 6 more staff members, but I can't get them. Now I've got to police people at the door, and I don't know, I haven't figured out how I'm going to be able to do that yet.
Well, that was going to be my question, Dermot, is that, you know, short of you just saying, you know, I can't enforce this, how do you enforce it?
That I don't know. I, you know, my intention is to call licensing next week and have a talk with them and say, you know, how did they see we do it? Because, you know, there's a lot of times when we've an event going on that, you know, I'm so short-staffed, I'm personally cooking in the kitchen. You know, our bartenders are doing their thing. Our servers, you know, the few we have, they're busy on the floor taking care of the guest, and who's gonna mandate and show to be able to prove that we're doing our job on this. So it's a question I haven't figured out an answer to yet.
Our friend Dermot Cowley is with us, owner of O'Donovan's. We are reacting to the decision by Melvin Carter and Jacob Fry on the change with the policy on a vaccination or proof of testing. You know, we were talking about this with DeRussia last hour, and you raised such a good point, because I think a lot of people will automatically say, okay, it's just going to be the host. Like, you go into a place and the host is going to ask, well, guess what? A lot of bars and restaurants, either they're not set up to have a host, or as you said, you can't find somebody to be a host right now. You know, U of M has been so up and down with, are they open? Are kids doing this in person? Is it virtual? And that's a huge core of where you get your employees. Then because of Omicron, where a lot of people are saying, you know, I know the chances are high that if I get it, I'm not going to have severity to it, but you don't have to have that many, Dermot, where it affects your supply. And so convincing people to come down with the perception and also the reality crime, and then having enough people to serve them, what you're saying is reflected by so many people in this business. And that's the part that annoys me most, that we're going through this. And to various degrees, we've all went through this hellish behavior. But to act like the restaurant business hasn't been hit as hard as any, it's just utter delusion.
Right. It's, you know, and to further that point, Chad, usually hosts is an entry-level job into the restaurant industry. It's generally kids who are not old enough to serve alcohol, so they're typically 17, you know, 16, 17, a lot of them. Some are obviously older, but, you know, so now we're going to ask kids to ask somebody, and we've seen the behavior of people on flights about wearing masks and attacking flight attendants. Now we're going to ask kids to say, hey, show me your vaccination. What if somebody says, you know, no, I'm not showing you, bugger off. What's supposed to happen then? And how does a young person handle that situation? So I can't figure out how we're supposed to be able to do this.
If this, Dermot, if this is like 10 months ago or even 6 months ago, and the cities, the mayors say, okay, we need to get vaccination numbers up. Other cities, major cities around the U.S. have done this, vaccine mandates. Would you have played ball back then and said, look, this is something that I think we can work if, as long as all other restaurants in the Twin Cities are doing it? It would have made more sense if this would have been earlier.
For sure. You know, and obviously we're, you know, like all restaurants, we're going to try and do, we want the Omicron virus to go away. We want COVID to be a thing of the past or very minimally invasive on all of humanity. It's, you know, so we will do our part. We'll do whatever we're asked. We're going to try our best to do anything. It's just, it would have been better, you know, months ago. It would be better if it was statewide mandated, you know, so that, again, everybody's working on a level
consistent
playing field instead of this, you know, city by city choice. Because, you know, Chad, as you know, like, not only with COVID, but Minneapolis, in particular, downtown Minneapolis, you know, took a massive hit after the murder of George Floyd, you know, with the rioting and stuff that went on. And, you know, O'Donovan's, we were boarded up for 13 months. And we're closed right now. We closed last week due to there was a small outbreak of COVID amongst some of our staff. And so we shut down for 10 days. And we'll reopen now next Friday. You know, we shut down for a week over Christmas, which in our 23 years we've never done before. It's you know, so the industry, you know, is taking a, such a hit, and we need help from our leaders, not more policies that are unexplained to us. They don't talk to us, and they just put this out there. And the other crazy part, you know, to go to Target Center, you have to prove you're vaccinated. But the players are absolved from that. They don't. Exactly. If you're an athlete, you don't have to abide by it.
That's
if
another you're a performer thing that
at the state theater, you don't have to. You know,
that's another thing I've learned today. I don't understand that, how the players themselves are not vaccinated. Well, you know, I love you, and somehow, some way, you're going to get through this. The best I can offer you today is I'm volunteering Adam to be your host. He finishes with Embargo the News at 6:30. He can be there.
I'll wear a sleeveless shirt. And I mean, you get the guns out here, you know, nobody's going to mess with you.
Yeah, but I'm not sure we can afford Adam's bar tab that we'd have to cover for him if he was doing it.
We could work something out. We'll work something out.
I think that's all he wants to be paid, to be honest. Yeah. You know? All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
Absolutely. All right. The best, Dermot Cowley. And reflecting the view of Adam, just so many people in the restaurant industry, they have just been run over.
Absolutely. And we're getting a couple texts about people like saying that, you know, look, I've been vaccinated. And what about the people who have been waiting for something like this to ensure that I'm sure there are people like that who will now go to restaurants, but I just don't think it's that many.
Yeah, I don't either. Keep the text coming. 651-461-9226. Can we have dueling Kenny Rogers?
I have this album. We bought a record player and we have this album.
Oh, you got the turntable going. Is this you yesterday when you were getting the propofol?
Coming out of it.
Yeah, right in the middle of the procedure. Jacob Fry, next hour at 2:45.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.